Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's bring Jason Jones in here.
I want to, real quick, because we will get there, but I want to ask both of you guys. It's hindsight. It worked out perfectly. Would you have gone for it on fourth down if you were McDermott? I said, I'm watching the game. They're up 5, and it's 4th and goal at the 2. I got Josh Allen. I could put the game away. I said I would have went for it. He kicked the field goal, and it ended up working because they had to get the 2-point conversion. But I would have went for it. 4th and goal at the 2. What have you guys done in that situation?
I'm kicking it.
I think I'm with Jason.
I think, you know, if you don't get it, as you saw, you're just one, like, Lamar Jackson flick of the wrist from being behind. To me, it's just, you know, what the worst, if, you know, you get the 3 points, the worst that could have happened was a tie. That's the absolute worst case scenario. But if you're only up 5, I mean, it wouldn't have took much for Lamar to get them down. He got them down the field. So, you know, yeah, I'm taking the 3.
And that's also assuming you don't get the 2 yards with the guy that you Tony Romo was on that game when they got to in the first quarter, when they got to the 2-yard line, it's a touchdown. I don't know if you guys heard him, but he was like, oh, they got to the 2, it's over. It was like 2nd and goal on the 2, and he's like, it's a touchdown.
And, if it wasn't 4th and goal, I mean, my thing is, you already had 3 cracks at it. I just was like, you take the points.
I thought the same thing when I would have kicked it. I felt like that was just the flow of the game. Just take the points. You need the points. You won't lose in this situation. This isn't Detroit where you're going to give up a 4-point play at the end.
Let me ask you guys another. This is a hypothetical. They're in the same situation next week against the Chiefs. What are you doing?
Yeah, probably going for it. same thing. I kicked the field goal because it goes from 5 to 8. I'm not losing. I'm not losing on this play.
I'm not giving Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson the chance to win the game.
But you're assuming you don't get 2 yards with this man.
But that's part of your job as the coach to, you know, you got to almost sometimes protect yourself from yourself. Do you want to be Ben Johnson and say, you know what, let me have a wide receiver decide my season?
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. This is the guy that's the MVP who everybody says when you get 2 yards away, it's a touchdown. You have a chance to go to the Super Bowl in that situation.
You're going to kick your way to beating
Patrick Mahomes? You think that's going to – has that always been the way to beat him?
Well, no, but you've obviously scored. And I think getting like Jason's saying, you get to 8, Patrick Mahomes can't beat you. Can he extend the game?
You get to 12, he can't beat you.
But if you don't get to 12, he can beat you.
That's true.
I think especially in the playoffs, you take the points. Now, if this is week 2, who cares? But I think in the playoffs, you take the points. You don't want to be, you know, imagine if that happens and say something crazy happens. You're playing in the snow. Josh Allen goes on a quarterback designed run and he slips on a patch of snow. Then Lamar goes down and they score. You know, I think to me, you don't pass up the points, and that's if to go up eight, you don't pass on that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with Jay on that one. I'm with Jay.
Now, if it was like you're only up two, that's different.
Again.
But, you know, if you're in a situation where he can't beat you on that drive, I think I'd take that. And then the fact what they had, what, two timeouts still?
I think they had one timeout.
Two or one, whatever, you know. But, you know, even if they score, you still get the ball. You know, there's a chance you get the ball back in regulation. So I just think if there's a chance you can have the ball last, even if they tie you, you take that.
Jason Jones of The Athletic with us here. Jay, the Sacramento Kings are the hottest team in the NBA, bar none, over the last 10 games. And the Golden One Center is the hottest arena in the NBA. I feel like we have talked to death about the, you know, what do we point at for the turnaround of this basketball team? And we've talked about Doug Christie, but now, you know, we always wanted to see what this would look like 10, 11, 12. So when this is starting to look like it's a sustainable form of basketball that these guys are playing.
Yeah. I think the first part of the year was the absolute worst they could have possibly been. I think now they're kind of getting toward the best versions of themselves. Mm. You know, so maybe at some point it kind of evens out and, you know, there's somewhere kind of, there's kind of a middle ground. You know, I don't think they're going to, you know, I thought they were going to never lose again. Then they lost in Milwaukee. So, I mean, you know, they probably will lose like two or three more times.
Now they're never going to lose again starting now.
Yeah. Yeah. Me saying they would never lose again last because of why they lost. So, you know, so every time I say they're going to, whenever I say they're going to win, they lose. So, you know.
A lot of Kings fans did blame you for that loss against Milwaukee.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, I ain't the one who had them down like 30.
Thanks a lot.
Man, I can't catch a break.
No, you can't.
I can't catch a break. I say something. I say they're going to win. I'm trying to jinx them. I say they're going to lose. They might lose. I'm a hater. I can't win. I can't win. I give up. I just want the Dodgers to keep signing people. Well, why not?
The Dodgers just signed Patrick Mahomes.
I'll take that. Get him out the AFC West.
And they're only paying him $500,000.
Yeah, it's prorated till 2050.
That's fine. I like layaway. Boy, I'm with it.
Well, y'all live on it.
Boy, Major League Baseball.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Well,
no, I hate the game.
Every other team can do it.
No, I hate the game. It's good.
Fine.
The game needs to be fixed. Fine. Yes,
the Giants could do it if anybody wanted to actually go there.
No, I hate the game. I'm not hating the player. I hate the game. The game needs to be fixed. It's ridiculous.
Fixed how?
Put a cap in baseball, bro.
The Giants feel within, like, get near the cap and complain that they're poor.
Fine. Put a cap in baseball. I don't care. Like, this is stupid. This is stupid.
With a cap, the A's would still be playing down the street from Golden One next year. Doesn't change anything. I mean, what's that going
to
do?
No, what do you mean, what's it going to do? You won't be able to spend $1 trillion on players. That's what a cap would do. You'd have to make some decisions.
And of all the teams that spend all the money, do they win every year? No.
Okay, so you shouldn't worry about it. Put a cap on baseball, and you still have a great chance to win. It shouldn't matter.
Whatever.
matter if that's the case.
Whatever.
Well, at least everybody could see I tried to shift the conversation to the Kings. I failed. It's my fault.
We Dodger fans, we swim in your giant tears. We love you.
One is cute. One is cute. Now, when you talk about
Justin Verlander,
well, you know, one of them things is cute.
It's kind of like we're getting Randy Johnson at the end.
Like I said, one of them things is cute. It's adorable. you know, a lot of people got one of them. You know, it's nothing. When you talk about the Kings, I'd take one for the Kings. I'd take just one parade. Like, yeah, I'd be happy.
That's fine. That's perfectly
I'd be
fine.
Absolutely happy with one parade for the Kings.
You could even give me a COVID-shortened parade at this point. I don't care. Just give me something.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
They could play a 20-game season.
I'll take it.
And start the tournament. You'd be like – asterisks or whatever.
Light the beam.
Let's go.
Light the beam for like 40 days and 40 nights.
I'm about to say, beam wouldn't go off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go off. Just stay up. We talk about it on here often. Maybe one of the most important guys on the team, Malik Monk, man. He gives them something when he's out there on the floor. Skill-wise and mentality-wise, that we talked about that Milwaukee game where he didn't play, it seems like they miss. They noticeably miss when he's not there. I keep asking the question to everybody like yourself who knows basketball, how good do you think Malik Monk can be? Like, what do you think the ceiling is for him? And has it gone up since he's gotten this opportunity to be a starter or something like that?
I don't know how much, you know, the ceiling. I mean, it's not like he's like 19 anymore. It just feels like kind of like De'Aaron. It feels like he's really, really old, but he's not. You know, I think, you know, I mean, to me, when it comes to Malik, Malik's not a punk. And for so many years with the Kings, you could punk him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Malik, you know, you're not going to punk him.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think that there's something about him. I mean, I saw when he played for the Lakers, you saw a glimpse of it in Charlotte, but of course, Charlotte's like a dumpster fire. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, Charlotte was such a stain on him that nobody even wanted him as a free agent. Mm. Like, the Lakers got him for nothing because he was just there because it was just almost like, yeah. So I think there's a lot to do. Because, I mean, a lot more. There's room to grow because it's almost like you can't even hold the first, like, 4 years of his career against him.
True.
How much?
So it was like, what was that?
In all seriousness, I'm dead serious too. I'm not trying to make this a joke. How much do you think that little Michael Jordan clip impacted the perception of Malik Monk?
I mean, I think anytime Michael Jordan is perceived as having punked you anywhere, I mean, I don't think Kwame Brown ever recovered. I don't think anyone wants that get, you know, because I think everyone views MJ as the ultimate competitor. So it's like if MJ looks down upon you, it's hard to shake that.
Yeah,
it's just hard to shake. I mean, I wasn't in D.C., but I heard all the Kwame Brown stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, and then you hear stories just over the years about, you know, even after basketball. I mean, that doggone chameleonaire Jordan story. I mean,
damn.
I mean, it's like Michael was known as a guy who could just really humiliate you. Mm. So, I mean. And that's what's always great, you know, revisionist history. People talk about what a great teammate Michael was and what a great, you know, everyone loved. Like, people didn't love Mike. What are you talking about? Like,
Mike is kind of an ass.
Yeah, ask Steve Kerr's eye about Michael Jordan. Like, I don't think Scottie Pippen has ever recovered from playing with Mike the way Scottie Pippen is talking.
Warriors I mean, fans out here begging for the video of Jordan punching Kerr to drop just Park. So they have something to celebrate.
Jim Park.
Hey, man, it was all good 2 months ago when they thought Buddy Hield was going to be like a star and everyone else, we're just going, just chill, just chill. Yeah,
just wait.
How we get Buddy Hield for nothing?
Well, now you know.
We're light years ahead of the rest of the NBA. You guys are crazy to let us get this guy. Now they're like, we can't stand him. Like that. You see that clip of him and Gary Payton?
Yes. Oh. Repeatedly, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We saw a lot of that from multiple. Like I said, the day I saw Harrison Barnes go off, I'm like, oh, God. I had never seen Harrison Barnes mad ever. It was like, buddy. But yeah, our friends now out here in the Bay, they're not too happy right now. Yeah. It's funny. Whenever the Warriors are doing well, they never say much about Steve. Oh, yeah, they're all over Steve right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, he's the biggest idiot on the sideline, according to him now.
Mm. Oh, well.
I searched Buddy Hield on Elon Musk's app, and it is just. The return is glorious.
What comes up, man? Come on, man.
Some of them are accompanying video. Jim Park right there at the top. Buddy Hield is a generational tanker. This guy is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Mike Dunleavy looks like a clown right now for picking up this guy.
Why does Jim, why does Jim say stuff like this, man? Come on.
Dubs Better says Buddy Hield is a horrible basketball player. Lots of people reminiscing on the October version of Buddy Hield. It's not pretty.
I feel because Buddy always wanted to be a Warrior. Buddy always was like saw himself in the same class as a shooter as Steph and Clay. Poor Buddy.
No, not our problem anymore.
Your success coming down to Buddy Hield is so depressing.
God.
And they've got a lot they've got to decide.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
They got to.
Yeah, whatever that quote Steph gave, people were like, "Steph is conceding the season." I was like, "God,
they got
to." I'm telling you, like I said, y'all know I live out here. You know, man, they hurting out here. I mean, I go to the gym. They were talking trash to me the whole for whatever reason. I'm in the Vallejo. I get trash talk about the Lakers and the Kings. Like, I mean, I get all these "How are your Kings doing?" messages. I'm like, what did I do? I thought I hated them. Oh, they ain't your boys now. I'm like, what do we? Well, so what? I like the entire Pacific Division except the Warriors. What are we doing here?
Oh, you are a big Suns guy.
Yeah. Everyone knows I'm a big Clipper fan. You know, so. Yeah, I get it. You know, I get, how your Kings, why your Kings fire Mike Brown, and what about your Lakers? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to watch Monday Night Raw, man. I ain't, let me be, man. I'm just trying to get, watch some football, listen to some music. You know, I'm just trying to chill, man. I don't want to be in the middle of beef.
Jason's like all my favorites.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Teams fire Mike Brown. What are you talking about?
God.
This is what we
Jim
do.
Jim Park on Buddy Hill, disgusting. It's wild, bro. That is.
Oh, it's still not as bad as him calling Steve Kerr a scumbag.
What? Why is Steve? Steve is not a scumbag,
bro. This our boy Jim Parks is wild.
See, come on now, man. I mean, you can be mad they ain't. He's not a scumbag.
It's crazy.
I wonder if Jim Park. No, he's become a central character of this show.
Let me remind everyone out there, being a fan is a choice. You can always just not be a fan before you start calling people scumbags.
Jim's going through it.
Turn the game off. Turn the game off. Just turn it off. I mean, do not let these people at a game control your life to the point to where you think they're scum because they lost to the Boston Celtics.
This is terrible. Apparently, Kerr had a quote. They have the video of it, and Park retweeted it. I didn't watch the inauguration. I chose to watch the Celtics tape. Warriors lost by 40.
Oh.
This ain't cold. And then they showed the video like after the game. They're like, look, Jason Tatum and none of the players.
Oh, that was hilarious. That,
I'm like, this is just.
Did you see that?
Wait, Jason Tatum won?
I like Steve. I like Steve. Steve's always been good with me. He don't deserve this.
Tatum and Brown ignoring Steve Kerr. I retweeted it and laughed. It was hella funny.
It ain't Steve Kerr's fault they refused to sign a center out there.
But it was Steve's look.
Oh, I'm watching it right now.
You see, I know so many people around the league. I tend to root for people that I know, and I like Steve. So I don't want to see Steve getting called a scumbag.
Well, don't listen to Jim Park. Like we have fun, but never listen to Jim Park. Like,
Trust me. No. After this weekend, there's a lot of stuff I just try to tune out. I just try to, you know, shout out to the homie Willie D.
Well, it's your boy.
Great interviewer.
No, it's your boy. Your boy. Oh, that was tough.
Man, why are people calling me like I arranged it? What's your boy doing? I didn't know what they were talking about. Like, my boy, what are you talking about, man? I'm trying to watch the doggone game on. I'm trying to watch, like, Ben Johnson give, like, a, you know, show it, just, like, just do weird stuff in the game. Like, I'm like, okay, Jameis, what are you doing? Game's on the line. Let my receiver throw a pass off his back foot.
That was cool.
And then I'm like, oh, your boys in D.C.? Like, my boy. I'm like, Max Crosby? Like, what are you guys talking about? I figured Max was there.
And probably a whole contingent of Las Vegas Raiders that were there.
Max, Bosa. Your quarterback. Mike Tyson was there. The Paul brothers.
Well, Snoop was there. Nelly was there.
That's why he was getting them calls. That's why he was getting them texts.
Yeah, that's why he was hitting me up. They were like, what's up in Long Beach? I'm like, what, man? I ain't been home in a minute.
I ain't been home in a minute.
Oh, this is what the LBC do? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Is this a cannabis call? What are you talking about? I had no clue what was going on. I mean, I was just enjoying playoff football.
I was just waiting for the push notification to pop up, said, yep, world's ending, just brace for it. Instead, I got TikTok is back.
Yeah, that's all that people really cared about. Yeah. Somebody said TikTok was gone longer than Aaron Judge was a Giant.
Well, most people went to bed when TikTok was like cut and woke up and it was back.
People were like flipping out. Like,
oh, I'm aware.
And I was aware. Okay, no, it's not. I'm like, I did not know people love the app so much.
Well, to be fair to some people, like regular people.
Some people, it's a source of income.
Yeah, some people are making money off of that, or are making money off of that.
Some people are just weird.
That's, yeah, that's accurate.
What did somebody tell me? Where will I get my news from?
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, okay, see, that's why we got people over here celebrating fake laws. Because y'all don't know where to get news from. Well, I mean, this is really sad. Full-grown adults.
Turns out Caitlin might have been a little bit confused, too. Well, not Clark, but Jenner.
Oh, man.
I see, man. Caitlin, y'all ain't going to get the NYT calling me about what I said.
Caitlin might.
I'm not in it.
Caitlin man, might not about, fully man, understand.
How about Pete Carroll? I mean, no.
Yeah, do you want Pete Carroll's coach?
Let's shift the topic. I don't know. TNA and W and NXT working together. I don't know.
How about Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark and the Chiefs?
Didn't see that.
Arrowhead. I was like, this is a white person's wet dream right here.
Were they at the game? Oh, I wasn't sure. Were they there?
Yeah. Well, you might have missed it.
I mean,
you might have missed it.
If you missed,
you had to watch closely. You had to watch closely.
I mean, it was like the station's dream that Kelsey had a good game because they could keep going back up there.
Mm.
Like half of the season, Kelsey was like three catches, like 28 yards, and chilling.
Yeah. Well, wasn't chilling on Saturday.
Man, it's gonna be a fun 4 years.
You know, thank God for the Kings.
I was going to say, me trying to get to the Kings is like Lamar trying to hold on to that ball in the cold. Like,
ooh, wow,
he knows
man.
It's the right thing to do. He's trying, but Ball slips out
just
of his
trying
hands.
To make a play. Just trying to make a play.
Jason Jones is Von Miller over here picking it up and running the other way.
Man, they said Zion looked like Khalil Mack, though, man.
He did. No, he did, though. He did. I mean,
I was like,
they kind of got that one on. They got that one off. They did.
Somebody called him Oliver McCall. I'm like, man, the internet is drunk right now, man.
Oh man! But
that's hilarious.
What did Stephen A. say? The suspension bet not having nothing to do with food.
Come on, Stephen
I mean,
A.
this is just getting out of control, Come man. On. I mean, people are just losing their minds right now. But hey, Doug Christie, second greatest coach in Kings history by winning percentage. Actually, he's the greatest right
He's the greatest. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, Rick Allen. Go ahead and Yeah,
if you
remind
were...
me, yeah. Oh. They're probably are they ever going to honor Rick Adelman, like have a Rick Adelman night?
If they were smart,
they don't.
Are we at a place now where we can try to revisit that? I know there for a time that was just not on the menu at all. I don't know why I just thought. I just think you know maybe one of his players being the coach. You know, if this goes into next season,
Rick's been around for like Vlade and Peja nights, no? He's been around, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's like I don't think there's beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's beef.
Yeah, I'm just saying like a Rick night. I know Jeff don't want to be bothered no more.
Yeah.
I've hit up Jeff for stuff. Jeff is like, I don't talk anymore. Jeff is like, how you doing, Jason? I don't do interviews anymore. I'm happy.
His son's a scout, right? Is his son a scout?
Yeah. I think Mike's still with the Withers.
Okay.
I see him. I see a lot of guys when I go to summer league for like my little 2-3 day visit before I get out of there.
Okay,
I get down there, go buy some cigars, go to a couple of meetings, and I get out.
I would love to hear why it hasn't happened. Not like if you plan to do it or not. That's you probably hadn't even thought about it. But like, talk to Uncle V. Talk to anybody in control. All that. Like, why haven't you done a Rick Adelman night? Or
maybe Rick doesn't want it, you know.
That could be the
case. Could be that too. Yeah.
Maybe Rick doesn't want it, you know. Because remember, after he left, he was coached two other teams. So it wasn't like he just went all. You know, he's been away for like 20 years doing nothing. I mean, you know, Rick's a great coach. So, you know, is he? I'm blanking on it. He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
Yeah, he went in with and Chris.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That would have been the perfect time. I would think, you know, to honor the greatest coach of your.
Yeah. Also, Rick's 78. He just might not want to.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
Who's that?
You know, don't worry. Someone will aggregate this, and people will be like, some, you know, turning this into something that we, you know.
Rick's like, can I join through Zoom? I don't really want to go out there.
Like, he just recorded a video on his
FaceTime
phone.
Me or something. Like,
thanks,
man.
Guys. I'm not leaving the house. Y'all be easy.
Yeah, Rick is a hell of a coach, though.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. I get,
so he can King, get. I was going to say, he can get the statue after Doug's. Yeah. Doug's will go up first. And then Rick can have his. The good news is there'll be a statue of Rick Fox too, because that's the only
that
way.
Will be the statue.
That will be the statue.
That will be it.
That's unnecessary.
Think of how many pictures will be taken in front of that statue.
Oh my God!
Can we get a statue of Lottie slapping the ball to Ori?
All right. No, that's fine.
What's this guy doing?
That's fine. No, that's
fine. What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know what happened to Jason.
Like Jesse says, that's your boy. You brought him to the party.
Well, I'm sorry. You did a podcast with him. And if we're talking about anybody bringing anybody to the party, Jason actually brought KC to the party.
That's true.
So the next time I get mad at Kenny, I'm going to get mad at Jason.
We just got to come up with crazy, unnecessary statues then, you know. We got to get a statue of Anthony Peeler against Kevin Garnett.
That was a classic.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a good one. And it could the statue could just be Kevin Garnett's face after he hits him.
KG thought he was going to get one in,
basketball history of statues. Just, why not? I mean, everything else is going crazy. We're going to get some crazy statues. Like, the Kings need some statues. I mean, if this nowadays, do you have an arena if you don't have statues?
No.
I mean, you got to have – I mean, you know – the Lakers are building like to take our attention off of the fact that they can't get themselves right. I mean,
y'all got like 20 statues.
They got a lot of statues at Staples.
But like 18 teams played there, and they gave Oscar De La Hoya one.
Yeah, Oscar can go. That
need to take that one down.
Oscar can go.
They gave Wayne Gretzky got one.
Well,
and
then
like,
they got some LA Kings players that aren't Wayne Gretzky. And this guy here, no disrespect.
But you just disrespected the guy. Like, why here? That's Wayne Gretzky. Why are you here?
And they got Shaq, Kareem, two Kobes,
Chick Hearn.
Is there a
Magic Johnson?
There's no Jerry West. There is a Jerry West statue.
Yeah.
Man.
Is there an Elgin Baylor?
I don't know. I think there's an Elgin. Did we say Kareem?
How much bronze is in Southern California? Yeah, we use Kareem.
I mean, you know, yeah, then LeBron will get his statue eventually, you know.
LeBron get a statue? Will he?
I think he will.
Yeah, all right.
By the time he's done, he'll have spent a good portion of his career in L.A.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 years. This is his seventh year in L.A., I think.
Yeah, he's been a Laker longer than he was in Miami.
No, that's true. Well, he doesn't have a statue
LeBron
in Miami.
LeBron got three statues.
Well, he'll have one in Miami. He'll have like
three. Pat Riley's not giving LeBron James a statue.
He getting a statue in Miami.
No way. No way. Really?
You think Pat Riley's petty like that?
I think Pat's still mad.
Well, I would love to be in
Pat's
the room
taking his hate for LeBron out on Jimmy Butler.
Well, I hope
the only
maybe
thing
we don't ever see it,
Jimmy,
but I'm going to say.
Is a clutch. That would only thing that would make it worse.
Pat ain't going to be here forever.
I would love to hear Jimmy and like and Pat Riley go back and forth. Just two, like, yeah. Like that one report that came out. I find it hard to believe that he really told Pat Riley to lace him up and guard him. I'm like, I don't want to believe that Jimmy Butler told Pat Riley to get on the court and like we could settle it.
No, hold on. Let's just take a quick peek here. Pat Riley, 79 years old.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. Yeah, we don't need that. You know, but I think, I think Webb needs a statue. Webb,
there you go.
If you're in the Hall of Fame, give him a statue. Webb, Mitch, I guess Lottie would get one too.
You could just do that group.
All of them? Mateen, please, everybody?
Well, okay, wait a minute.
That group.
Maybe you do. Could you turn the Sports Illustrated cover into a statue?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking
but then
about.
Mike's not on there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because oh,
sorry,
man.
Mike.
Damn.
It's like, sorry, Mike, you weren't here yet.
Because yes, yeah,
Mike's statue would be the yell after the shot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it'd be
that's a good one. Because I was
super
also thinking
baggy
about.
Short.
Remember the post game after they won the series in Phoenix, and Bobby Jackson. There's almost like seven of them getting interviewed by Craig Sager, and Bobby he has a moment where he just kind of yells and. But Scott Pollard is in there. No disrespect, but I don't know if we need a,
we don't Scott, need a Pollard, Scott Pollard statue.
Statue.
Scott's not cool?
No. We don't need Scott. Know. Yeah, we don't need Scott anywhere.
Well, I didn't know.
Scott chose his side.
Oh, okay. I got to
Yeah,
look
Scott,
that up.
Scott chose his side, and he can have it. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I just knew about the whole Hart situation, but he was a Celtic, too, so I had beef with him anyway.
That's fine. You keep that.
Okay. Okay, I mean, hey, yo, but yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what we do for a statue.
Yeah, then maybe you just wait. You know, maybe you don't need one.
Then the Fox.
Maybe statues are overrated. Maybe you do like they do in Philly, like little statue garden of like little small statues.
Oh, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Then you could get as many as you want. Like you could do like by year stat. You know, like you know, just have like. Maybe the best, you know, your top player from each year statue. Have like, then you could have like multiple guys that have multiple statues. Like, you'd have like three De'Aarons and two Sabonis statues.
Those are so embarrassing. We don't need those. Those are like little
statue
guards.
What's
the D Wade or the Iverson?
The D Wade because it was on purpose. The Dwayne Wade statue was supposed to be a regular statue. The AI statue is the little things Jason's talking about.
Yeah, and that's what everyone gets in Philly, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think when they announce it's going to be a statue, everyone's looking for this, you know, monumental, you know, this, you know, larger than life, you know, thing. And they're like, oh, that's cute.
Here it is, the number 6. All right, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It should be a Wall of Fame, though. The whole original
they got plenty
point
of space
is,
in Delco to add something.
That's right.
Well, the whole original point to all this is like you can like just marketing. Like, yeah, why not have two nights a year commemorating somebody, Rick Adam,
because
Mike Bibby,
they commemorated them a lot of guys on the team stank. I mean, like they were bringing back anybody they could. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, they were trying to sell tickets.
Well, let me
they were like, who can we find from the years from 2000, from 99 to 04 to come back? Because nobody wants to watch this product.
Yep. Well, now
they were digging up
back.
Everyone like, hey, and they were calling them a legend.
But they're already here. Like people like Jason's saying they were using those nights to get people into the arena. They already here.
Yeah, but, you know, do right by your alumni.
No, for sure.
Yeah, don't be like the Lakers. Don't you know? Don't be like do right by people.
All right, Jay, we'll let you go. Show's over, anyways.
Show's drunk. The country's drunk.
It's all bad. Like what a mess.
It's all bad right now. That's okay. Yeah. As long as the Dodgers keep deferring money, I'm happy. I'm gonna try to sign with them.
All right, sir.
They'll probably do it. Oh, go! Hey, come on, man. Just twice in one show.
Wow, man. I deserved it for the Ori thing. No, I deserve that. I know that's a soft spot. I understand. I deserve that. But hey, what the hell? Ain't nothing else going on today.
Just grab the ball.
What's going on?
Hell, if CM Punk can say he's going to end Hulkamania for us.
Well,
what the hell?
He did that. Jay, we appreciate you, brother.
MLK Day at that. He said it on MLK Day. He'll throw him up the ring.
CM Punk for the people. For the people.
CM Punk. CM Punk.
Appreciate you, Jason. Right, thank you, brother.
All right, my guy.
All right, take it easy.